Yeah, I can't really. I can't bring myself to actually put money down on people dying.
It's shame nobody put money down on Abe Vigoda this year.
Oh God!
It's because everybody thought Abe Vigoda died like 9 years ago. Because
it's however many years under 100, and people are like, he's past 100, right? Yeah. You're in the negatives. Like,
he's so been a billion years old for a billion years.
Good God.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
There's like no pronunciation of that other than what you like. I don't know, like,
Honeyman. So a buddy of mine gave me a bunch of Honeyman
recommendations,
and he gave me a bunch of Honeyman.
He gave you some
and manga.
Why do you say it's not even like a Japanese pronunciation
manga.
It's
all initial D.
Yeah. Oh, it's initial D. Okay. Yeah. I know of that one.
So it's all
the drifting one, right?
Yeah. Let's get sideways.
Yeah, I remember. I was trying to remember the name of it, but yeah, it's all drifting. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
So yeah, he listened to the podcast last week and was like, "Hey, like, are you into initial D?" I'm like, "Never seen a thing about it. I just know it's about drifting and that they had video games." And he's like, "Well, let me know when you're available. I got something for you." And see that giant stack right there?
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's initial D. Yeah.
That's like the first four seasons of the DVDs.
Yeah.
And a shitload of the manga.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I know nothing about
it. I haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah.
I was watching Death Note.
Yeah. There you go. I've seen Death Note. I've watched it, you know, twice, I think, all the way through. I've never watched Initial D or read Initial D. I know of it.
Watch some more Attack on Titan.
Yeah, yeah.
Continues to be weird. I don't know how I feel about.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got as popular as it is, other than like its incredibly high production cost.
Yeah, yeah. It looks different than anything else. Really, it's kind of Death Note-ish, but like nothing really looks like that.
I want to watch some of that Studio Ghibli's stuff.
Studio Ghibli. Yeah. I mean, that's good stuff.
I think giblets are delicious. I think studios are good.
Those aren't giblets. It's not a giblet studio.
It's not just a collection of meat in a sauce.
It's not. But you know what it is? It is time for the Minute of Struck podcast. Woo. Yeah. And that's what we're doing right now. We're doing the podcast in your house.
And this is where it goes like boom, bound, bound, bound,
bound, bound. You like that theme? I kind of like it. We might change
it's
all
right.
We might change it up. You know,
I think, but, you know.
Probably, maybe we'll get something else.
Maybe we'll come to the conclusion of what we consider to be season two, and
yeah,
then we'll change
right.
it.
Yeah, that'll work.
Because I feel like this whole old-ass game thing has been season two of the Video Destruct podcast.
Agreed, yeah. That was kind of like when we changed this. So it'll be a season three, we'll change the theme.
Season one is like It's Always Sunny before Danny DeVito's there.
That's a good way to put it.
And it was a different show.
It was a completely different show.
And then Danny DeVito showed up and I was like, oh, fuck, this thing got weird.
This thing got really weird.
Granted, we did spend like the first seven episodes of this podcast talking about Spring Breakers, so I feel like that's probably weirder.
That's probably weirder, but I feel like it got, like, but
focused.
It got focused on the weirdness, on the fact that all these people are wretched, you know. I feel like that's what we've come to, you know, become, like.
I feel like I focus on how wretched I am all the time.
I mean, this is, as we know, the worst podcast.
It's a stinker.
I think that is it's our tagline, really. Like, the worst podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good one.
I love it, though. So, I love doing it anyway, so.
Yeah, this is kind of the only day either of us had free this entire week, so rather than, like, do anything fun.
I think we got some
recorded podcast.
We're recording a podcast that we actually don't have an old ass game today. So
we do.
Well, do we? I mean, We're gonna talk.
It's a new
old ass game.
It's a nude ass game.
It's a nude ass game. So I guess this will be mostly on Shovel Knight then. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Or, okay, cool. So it'll be on Shovel Knight. I assume we're going into this talking about Deadpool mostly, but that's fine.
I think we do kind of half and half because I don't have a billion things to say.
True.
About Shovel Knight.
Okay.
And I don't want to make like a Deadpool spoiler cast.
Right, sure.
Because I feel like that's doing it a disservice. But granted, it sounds like everybody went out and fucking watched
it. Everybody went out and saw it, damn it.
Did you see what they said about Wolverine today?
No, they didn't. No, I didn't see what they did.
Fucking Wolverine 4 or whatever that next movie is. Wolverine 3. What, three. The last Wolverine movie?
Oh, yeah. The last one Jackman's going to be involved in. Yeah.
It's fucking R.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, so they just decided, screw it. It worked with Deadpool.
They said, hey,
fuck it.
Let's do it. That one that was in Japan was cool, and Haas is the only one that liked it.
Yeah.
The late title card was pretty good.
Upon second viewing, I actually like that one better.
He fights a samurai robot!
He does. He does fight a samurai
robot. Badass!
It's pretty badass. It's pretty badass.
That's as close to one of those fucking Sentinels as I ever want to see.
It's quite honestly.
And seriously, like, I saw a trailer when we went to go see Deadpool 4. The new Wolverine, the new X-Men movie.
Yeah,
I haven't seen an X-Men movie since the one where he moved the bridge and the chick had red hair and she was hot.
Yeah, the third one. Yeah,
I haven't seen a mainline X-Men movie since then.
Sure. Yeah. What do you think?
I have no fucking idea what's going on in that. But
yeah, right.
Was that a Sentinel that showed up?
Where?
Like in the mansion, there's like a huge robot that smashes down.
That's Apocalypse. That's him. Oh. He can like grow, which I think that's probably going to be like a mental image probably more than him actually growing, but
because I was gonna say if they're bringing Sentinels in, they need to get a mango colored one like from fucking from Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah, the mango colored
motherfucking mango Sentinel got your curly mustache and shit.
That's right, he had the curly mustache.
So Pringles
he was. Yeah, that's good. Rocket Punch. Rocket Punch.
Fucking Magneto.
Oh jeez.
Fuck the Knicks. Fuck, but you ever watch that video?
No, I don't know what you're
Fucking, if you just look up Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and Scoops Haagen-Dazs,
okay.
There's a video of this guy, it's like a 15-year-old video, of him just shit-talking this other guy at an arcade cabinet while he's fucking just, he's playing as Magneto, and the other guy's playing as Sentinel, and he's just talking mad shit against this guy, and just destroys this guy. And hey, he's just like, fuck it. And he keeps doing the scoop move that's like a launcher.
Yeah.
And he's like, Scoops, Haagen-Dazs. Motherfucking Magneto looking like the Pringles, man. Where's your curly mustache at? It's fucking great. Go watch Scoops.
Oh, that's awesome.
Haagen-Dazs. Yeah.
Go watch that video because I'm going to, after this is over.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest 59-second internet videos I've ever seen. Remember when, like, videos on the internet needed to be brief?
Yeah, they had to be brief.
Because that's all you could encode?
Yeah, that's it.
Before it would crash a web page?
Yeah.
I miss that!
Yeah, I know.
Because the weird thing about YouTube culture is that it's always like, oh, here's a guy falling down. Nobody ever edits it, you know, gracefully. It's always just like, here's a 3.5 minute video, 2.5 minutes into it, something happens, but then you have to watch the next minute because you don't know if he's gonna get like hit by a bus or something afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the algorithm for YouTube, if it's under a minute, you don't earn like a tenth of the money if it is a minute on the views. So that has to be a minute. I know that the guys.
Glad we don't have porn up there because all the stuff I record is way less than that.
Some of the guys, the Game Grumps, those guys I watch, they used to be animators. They used to animate all the time, but when they changed the algorithm of YouTube to time watched, it wasn't viable to like
So even if somebody watched all 50 of your videos,
exactly, you don't put them out on a regular schedule basis.
One of our videos is going to garner more fucking hits from that,
exactly.
So, even though we get way less traffic because somebody was there for long. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So and it's funny because like on Game Grumps, they have guys like animate their audio and everything, and they always tell them make it over a minute, otherwise we can't pay you. It's like, we can't pay you to do the animation.
I'm not gonna get paid.
It's not gonna be enough. But if it's over a minute, for some reason, that's a that's a bigger jump. So it's YouTube algorithms. So
I hate that we have to know all that shit.
I know, right?
And granted, like, I only know it by proxy from like you, because I'm not doing any of our web design.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if that's obvious or not.
I don't know if it is.
But I'm not the technologist in our group.
But you are for the gaming tech, I think, because I don't know jack shit about... When you get into, like, the hardware of, like, you know, Xbox and
stuff... I'm dictionary, like, you're the computer.
That'll work. We'll do that, yeah. Like, that's our official title.
I'm the dictionary, you're the computer. I'm the computer. That's how this works.
Right, I like that. I'm okay with that.
But yeah, we got some news.
We do.
I guess we'll do the news, then we'll kind of talk about, like, some what you've been playing, what you've been watching kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then we'll kind of hop into... since Deadpool is spoiler sensitive, let's do it last.
Sure.
So let's do Shovel Knight, and then we'll do Deadpool, and let's just structure it that way.
Works for me. That works for me.
Because I, you know, if you're somebody who... I don't want you to have to skip around and worry about timestamps for Deadpool, even though we're going to avoid massive spoilers for that. So. And a lot of the better jokes, you know, people have probably already told you.
Yeah. Or you've seen the movie.
Yeah. Or you're one of the highest grossing R-rated weekend premiere ever.
I knew it was going to have that record. I don't know if it'll beat of all time.
That's like beating, like, Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the highest rated weekend. It might get highest rated ever, maybe, but it's going to be hard to beat Passion of the Christ. So that's like 350 million or something. Like,
it won't beat that.
It probably won't beat that. No. But yeah, it's pretty good, though. Like, it's pretty... I know in opening weekend it made it into, like, the top 50 of all time. Like, just an opening weekend. So,
I think that'll be a movie that rests comfortably in the top 20, and it produces at least a trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know how much more I would want out of it than, like, a couple of more.
Sure.
And honestly, you could stop right now, and I'd be like, that's pretty awesome. You guys did something so good. But we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. That's fine. First up on the news, season pass price for Fallout 4 and Dying Light.
Well, the Dying Light news came out last fall, but I wrote a news story about this today, because today they unveiled the first three DLC packs that are part of the season pass for Fallout.
Yes.
I think it's Far North or Far Point, whatever it is, like, is the first major content release, but they're adding, like, a combat arena in there, more bug fixes, more companions, stuff like that. You know, the kind of stuff that you would expect them to be adding in here. It sounds very by the numbers, but it does sound like the first major expansion that comes out in June, which has a really good, like, film noir, like, art poster to it that I really like. sounds like that is going to add a substantial landmass to it. Which totally makes sense, especially given the stuff that we had heard before that game came out about, like, oh, you know, they're probably going to stretch up to Boston. I'd heard Philly. I heard a lot of places. you know, we'll have to see kind of where they decided, because the game takes place in Boston. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm curious to see where they choose to go with that stuff. They also announced in conjunction with that and you can read more in depth about this, like, my personal feelings on this. So I'm just going to give the facts here. Like, I'm not angry about this. I don't have necessarily strong feelings one way or another when it comes to this. But they have announced that they're raising the price of the season pass. As long as you buy the Fallout season pass before March 1st, you get it for $30. Right. After that, it'll be $50.
Right.
Here's the thing that, like, always gets me with this, and I think... people misunderstand me when I have any thoughts on this, is that, like, I kind of feel like, for lack of a better phrase, you're being ransomed.
Right.
Like, if you want this for this price, you gotta get it by this date or you're fucked. And the problem is,
the sword of Damocles is hanging, my friend.
Well, and they unveiled the season pass content.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nobody will get to play it. It's not like I can watch the first DLC come out, watch a quick, you know, playthrough of somebody, you know, touching it and go like, oh, I got to get my hands on that. I'll go buy it. It'll be too late.
Right, yeah.
You know, I definitely can't wait until that last one comes out to get it at that price.
Right.
But, you know, it's whatever. Like, I feel weird about the fact that Dying Light and Fallout have both done this in recent memory of their vision for their DLC project expansion outstripping the money that they charged for the project.
Right.
You know, it's the thing that you know, soured a lot of people on, like, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with, like, Kickstarter, where people do second runs for Kickstarter to raise more money, or they say, like, oh, we're going to break this game up into two parts, that kind of thing. It feels like one of those. I like the fact that they're not going to charge anybody more than paid the $30, and if you pay the $30, you're fine.
Yeah.
But I feel weird about it. I mean, that actual content expansion that comes out in June, they want $25 for it.
Right, yeah.
By itself. The whole season pass is $30.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, I've had a good enough time with Fallout. I'm going to finish the campaign. I don't think I'm going to do much more than that. Like, right. I just... Looking back, like, I had a really good time with, like, Point Lookout for Fallout 3.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, I've never really loved any Fallout DLC.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Skyrim DLC. I thought Shivering Isles for Oblivion was about the only good piece of DLC they had for that. It was a pretty fucking good piece, but it was so weird and different.
Yeah.
That, like, with Fallout, I don't think they're going to go to some length to make it completely different because people like the shooting, people like this and that. Yeah. You know, they'll have an area where somehow you'll be stripped of all your guns at first, so that you have to use the 4 new weapons that they made for this area.
Yeah.
Then you'll find a box that has your shit in it, and then you can roam the area with all your old stuff.
There you go.
And... Yeah. Spoilers. That's how they did it every other time.
So,
I won't be shocked if it goes that
if
way.
If memory serves. So,
but yeah, like, you know, it's, and I'm not going to talk down anybody who buys it. Like, you know, like, I buy every one of the Forza season passes because I'm nuts about cars.
Sure.
And everybody I know says, you're fucking insane. That is a bad value. And I'm like, I know that.
I know. I understand.
But I cars.
I put cars. Like,
but cars.
But cars.
But yeah, so, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody not to go out. I mean, if you're somebody who's on the fence and this is the thing that's going to tip you over, go do it. You got until March 1st. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
True. But... You know, I guess that's really all I have to say on that stuff. I mean, like, you know, I'm excited to see what they do with Fallout DLC. Prove me wrong, man. Put out some badass shit. Yeah. I'll give you $50.
Right, yeah.
It's just that right now, I just don't feel like what they've announced is just, it's not moving me yet.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But they have, in other Fallout news, they have released some console patches lately that fix some frame rate instability. Mm-hmm. And also the, did we talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
Object occlusion and stuff like that, where objects pop in farther away.
Okay.
So it's not like, oh, I'm right at a bush. Oh, shit, there's a bush there.
Where'd the
bush go? Yeah, the objects fade in farther away. Okay. So you get a longer draw distance for the non-permanent objects.
Okay, cool.
Which is nice. You know, if you remember from, like, Oblivion on the 360, you had all this really nice grass that only stretched for about 10 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
So it was like you were walking around and you were creating grass and everything else was a green texture. It was a weird effect.
That's bizarre.
They're continuing to work on that game, and all those updates will continue to remain free. It's just the actual content stuff that you'll pay for. They also announced a beta program. And the interesting thing about the beta program, you don't even have to have the season pass.
Oh, okay. So it's just you take the beta in, and that's it? It's a free beta, or...?
You'll be beta testing it before the DLC comes out, just to check for stability.
Okay.
If there's one thing that they've always had issues with in the past is... You've had inconsistencies with performance across platforms.
Sure.
Whenever they release that.
Cool.
So, yeah. That's really all I have to say about Fallout.
Awesome. Cool. You're getting blowed up on this podcast.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
That's my mother.
That's
apparently this concert that I bought her tickets for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she can go to it.
Oh, that's a shame. That's not good.
Great.
Oh, well. Wah, wah, wah.
I'll take some broad or something.
Take some broad or something. And you also want to talk about Quantum Break.
Yeah, they announced some stuff from Quantum Break. And last week, and a bunch of people got in a tizzy about it, and I fucking don't know why.
Okay.
Quantum Break, since the announcement of the Xbox One, has been an Xbox One exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they always say it in the trailers. Xbox One exclusive.
Exclusive.
That dude's voice is great.
Exclusive.
He should announce for TNA. But TNA champion.
Champion.
Xbox champion.
Kurt Angle.
But yeah, so they announced, you know, final release dates, packages, bundles, all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For Quantum Break, they also announced that you're going to get Alan Wake and Alan Wake's American Nightmare when you buy the game.
Right,
kind of as a pre-order bonus, you know, buy it new, don't buy this fucking game used, please, don't buy it used kind of thing. But they also announced another bonus, that this game is coming to Windows 10.
Okay.
And you get it for free if you buy it, buy the digital Xbox One version, so it's cross-buy, cross-save.
Huh.
Buy it in one place, get it in two.
Okay, yeah.
So, but you have to buy it digitally to get it that way. You still get Alan Wake. You still get American Nightmare.
Right.
And people are pissed.
They're pissed because they're getting it for free on Windows 10? Or that...
No, that Windows 10's getting that game at all.
At all. They don't want Windows 10 to win out anything, apparently. Is that the...
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the idea that, like... And these... The idea that anyone would buy a console for one game is mind-boggling to me.
Right. Okay.
And granted, I'm a weirder section of society. I buy a system just because I'm like, oh, I want to see what this thing's like.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I buy most systems.
Sure.
But there are people that are like, I bought the system a year and a half ago just for Quantum Break. It's like, why the fuck did you buy it that long ago?
Yeah, like, I don't know why you buy like... You probably could have gotten a better
deal. Like, I have a computer, man.
Like
fucking, they should have told us. It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
It was fucking bizarre.
That's a little, like, I mean, come on. Like, yeah, you bought a console for, like.
Well, and Phil Spencer's response to this on Twitter to one guy that was just fucking bitching up a hill at this guy.
Yeah?
Was just like, okay, so. Even though you can buy the game in one place and get it in two and play it everywhere and get achievements in both places and get extra bonuses, you're unhappy. If you are someone who's so convinced that you're going to love this game that you would go out and buy a system for it, wouldn't you want other people to experience it too?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
How does this hurt you?
Yeah, no, no. It's he... You know, it's well, and all he about straight up asked done.
The guy.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
Tell me this.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought a game for your Xbox One, or is it just sat there?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You just, is it just sitting there like a brick? That's what I was going to ask. Has it been sitting on your shelf like a brick until Quantum Break comes out?
Lying in wait.
This is lying. Fuck no. You've bought shit for that, and you know it.
Yeah, and you know what? You probably bought the Tomb Raider and the fucking Halo.
Yeah, and the Titanfall.
And the shit you couldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
So. You know, I... But I'm convinced if that guy actually... If he's a human being, he either A... Like, fucking, is some kind of insane person. It's like, do you remember when they, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time fathoming this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Do you remember when they announced Devil May Cry 4 would come to the PS3 and the Xbox 360 and all the PlayStation fans wrote letters?
No.
There were internet fucking, polls and
hubbub
all this other shit about, like, they don't deserve it.
What?
This is a PlayStation game. It's like, no, Sony doesn't make that game. That's made by Capcom. And I'm fairly certain they'd like to make some money.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's just like, I don't know why anybody would complain about cross-platform anything. I get more upset when something's exclusive to one console. Like, it's not so much upset. Like, I get it. I understand that consoles need exclusivity and, you know... They need something to stand out from the rest of the bar. But if you're a third party, like, you're basically just like, ah, we don't need this extra money. It's like when
if you're a third party that's a Japanese company right now.
Yeah.
I'll just say it this way.
Yeah.
The Xbox One is a non-factor in Japan.
Yeah.
It's not doing very well in Europe. And a lot of very Japanese-focused games, the people who play those are the kinds of people that would own PlayStations.
Yeah.
So... The thing I'll say is that if somebody says, hey, we're not going to release an Xbox One version of this Japanese-developed game,
sure.
I'm like, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the thing where people are like, man, there's a lot more exclusives on PS4. I'm like, I mean, yeah, if you're into that shit.
Yeah.
You want anime fighters? I got a lot of them.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, like, but there's some good, you know, yeah. Japanese exclusives. Like, Yakuza is going to be fucking exclusive and shit like that. But sure. That's all I'm saying is that, like, I don't see how less people getting it or more people, sorry, I don't see how more people getting able the opportunity to play a game, especially when they're offering to not charge you for that version in addition to this one.
Right.
I don't see how that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And here's the nice thing. If you're somebody who, like me, has an Xbox One right now, but you don't have a high-powered gaming PC.
Right.
What always happens with games as they get older? On the PC, there's tons of mods, there's tons of extra things. So 5 years from now, when I do have a PC,
right.
And I want to play that game,
yeah,
I'll be able to play the best version of that game, it won't cost me more.
Yeah, with all the patches, all the mods,
exactly.
All the attached to it. Yeah,
yeah. I just controversy surrounding that is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Although that white Xbox One is back.
Yeah.
And that's the bundle for Quantum Break.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, I'm not going to buy it.
Okay.
No.
Is that one going to get sold?
No. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Like, when that thing's dead, hopefully the new hardware will be out. Like,
sure.
With how much I use my Xbox One, I do not anticipate that thing making it through the generation.
Sure. Yeah.
One of my systems always fails in the generation, at least.
Yeah, yeah. And one of them always.
The dominant one is the one that always dies.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I will not be jumping on that. I want a hardware revision, not right. just a color.
Not just a color.
That's why I didn't buy that Forza one last year, even though I was in love with it. God, that thing looked good. That fucking dark blue.
The dark
thing
blue,
was dope.
That was pretty rad. I liked that one, too.
Looked like a Walmart special.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. There you go.
That's all I have to say about that.
Awesome. And you've been, as we said at the beginning of this, you've been watching some anime.
Yeah, I've been watching anime. A shitload of anime for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
See, I've been playing all this Yo-Kai Watch, so here's the thing. I can sit on my couch
right.
and play that.
Yeah.
And then I can have some on the TV that's doing something else.
Yeah.
I've also been watching a lot of anime while I'm playing Mario Maker.
Right, yeah.
So I can sit on my couch,
yeah.
and that thing's right here on the screen. Like, Nintendo understands how to watch anime.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
They feel like that was their whole purpose.
Exactly. They were like,
watch anime, and so we make the Wii U. Sorry.
What if TV dominated by anime?
You nailed it, Nintendo. You nailed it.
Yeah, I've had a really good time watching that. I subscribed to Hulu Plus. I'm like balls deep. I'm at the end of Death Note.
Yeah,
you are. 37 episodes long.
Yeah, you are. You're in the last, like, three episodes, I think.
I'm in the four.
Three or four episodes. You're in there. You're, like, right at the edge.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
It's about to get intense, dude. Oh!
Yeah, I don't want to belabor this because I know a lot of people listening to this are not into that.
Yeah.
Really, it's probably one of the cooler ideas I've heard of for an anime. Basically, sure. Like, the main character's a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a really bad guy.
He is straight up the antagonist of the whole thing. He is
He's coincidentally, like, one of the smartest people in Japan.
Yeah.
His dad's a, you know, fucking cop, you know, investigator, detective kind of guy.
Sure.
Basically, the kid who's helped his dad solve crimes before, coincidentally, happens to find this Death Note, which is basically a book for, like, these weird parallel dimension devils called Shimigami.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is basically just a Grim Reaper, basically what it is. So
So basically, like, what they do is they can extend their lifespan by writing people's names in the Death Note,
mm-hmm.
And you can even determine, like, how you want them to die and times and stuff like that.
Yeah,
pretty cool. This kid finds it and just goes straight up fucking evil and just starts murdering all these criminals, like any kind of violent offender, anybody just got arrested for a violent crime, he's just fucking cutting these people down like crazy.
They're just dying of heart attacks, just one after the other.
And just people are dying all over the place. He figures out that, like, you can determine, like, oh, like, you know, this one guy, he fucking, you know, gets him to get hit by a bus.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, fucking another guy in a... bus murders were kind of common there.
there's quite a few of them.
There's quite a few bus murders.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really fucking cool. I recommend checking it out. It's on Hulu. And yeah, I'm a real fucking big fan of it.
Yeah. Which is surprising, honestly. Just because it's an anime.
I feel like just in the same way that, like, I've never watched Cowboy Bebop, but I know that, like, even my friends who don't like anime like Cowboy Bebop because it's the most American-ass anime.
Pretty much,
I've heard about a lot of the same thing about Death Note. Is it like, you don't have to like anime at all to like Death Note.
Yeah, yeah. There's certain
I liked it a lot more until the anime ladies showed up. And then, like, fucking What's Her Nuts.
Misa, yeah.
I don't fucking like anime ladies.
Well, yeah, she's a stereotypical, like, J-pop star.
Oh my god, oh my god, I'm an idol, oh my god!
Basically. She loses importance over the second half, I think, and that probably...
Yeah, she's pretty much been marginalized to a point where,
You're pretty happy.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty all right.
The other lady's okay because she's, like, a human being.
Right, yeah, she's normal, yeah. So.
But, like, you know, I don't like my video games... Or my anything close to like cartoonish, not real people being quote unquote sexy.
Right. Okay.
I don't like it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like sexualization in that form. And, you know, I know that one of the first things that people will say is like, hey, but Haas, like one of your favorite games is Bayonetta.
Yeah.
She's not sexy.
Yeah.
The idea is that like that universe isn't sexist.
Yeah.
That universe doesn't run on any rules.
No, it's
she's beyond sex.
Yeah, she's madness.
Yeah, she like women in that universe are these like fucking Amazonian fucking they don't need men for fucking anything.
No, yeah, it's like she's like the most powerful being like in the universe.
And I think it's like, probably more like the subservience angle of that I don't like. I just don't like that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Sure.
Like you know it. Maybe that says a lot about me, but like that kind of stuff just doesn't.
Sure.
Suit me.
Sure.
But yeah, like, I really like Death Note. I watched a few more episodes of Attack on Titan. That continues to be weird.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I haven't decided that I don't like it, but I haven't decided that I like it.
Sure. It's just kind of there at this moment. Yeah.
And I really thought it would be funny that before I ever saw a Disney movie, if I saw a Studio Ghiblets movie. So.
Ghibli. Ghiblets.
I'm going to watch one of those.
That's sick.
I don't know which one's good. I've heard good things about, like, Spirited Away.
Spirited Away is the one that people typically enjoy the most. And I heard
Princess Mononoke.
Princess Mononoke is my favorite, like, period.
I've heard really good things about
that. Yes, those two are probably the first two to start at, because that's, like, the pinnacle for, you know, Hayao Miyazaki's work. So
he makes a lot of hanime.
He makes a lot of hanime. I don't know if he pronounces it that way. In fact, no one on Earth... pronounces it that way, but
is there anything with a weird elf dwarf man with a lantern hanging from his nose?
There is not. But
that's a fucking shame.
Yeah, yeah. They never made that into an anime.
Mr. Drippy.
Yeah, Mr. Drippy.
I bet there is an anime series over there.
There actually isn't.
Really?
I've checked. There is
no I'm surprised because now they announced a sequel.
Yeah.
I bet there will be one for this.
They'll probably eventually make that into a franchise because Ghibli needs some work because Hayao Miyazaki's retiring and their movies hadn't been doing that great lately, so it's like, alright.
I did see that. I think it was like Princess Mononoke when it was made was like $27 million, which was, like, infinitely more expensive than anything anybody had ever made over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It made that
but back. But it fucking exploded.
Yeah. Yeah, it made that back.
It's no Yo-Kai Watch.
It's
but
no
like
Yo-Kai
it.
No Watch. It's no Yo-Kai Watch. But yeah,
are you gonna get yourself a copy of Yo-Kai Watch?
I might, because I'm getting your 3DS
On Friday.
On Friday, yeah, because you're getting your new one. So yeah,
I am getting.
When I get back into town, I'm gonna purchase yours. So.
Getting the new Nintendo 3DS XL Fire Emblem Fates Special Edition 3DS,
and I'm gonna buy your. Is that just an XD one?
That's just an XL. Yeah,
XL. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a new 3DS XL for like a week last year and said, oh, I don't really want any of those features. I'm never going to buy Amiibos. And I was like, fuck. Now I own Amiibos.
They're over there.
Yeah.
When GameStop decided, oh, we're selling these.
We're blowing these fuckers out. Buy two, get three.
Get three. I swear I thought that was a typo.
Nope.
Nope. That's right.
I wish it was too. Yeah. I wouldn't have bought them.
Oh.
Now I'm in there. It's like, I can't go like 1 foot into anything. I'm like, I'll just jump into this fucking river.
We'll jump into this. There we go.
Hey.
There's a river over here.
Then you have 100 goddamn Skylanders that you never fucking use.
It's true, yeah. But they are cool looking, though.
They are pretty cool.
I do like Skylander art design.
But... Oh, that does lead to one other thing.
Okay.
Activision announced a bunch of layoffs this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Apparently, Skylanders did not meet expectations, but they're really seeming to be pointing the finger at Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I believe most of that team has been laid off. They have gone as far as to say... and also Mad Catz, like, their entire executive board got fired.
Wow.
Because of the Rock Band 4 flop. Remember when rhythm games were back?
Yeah.
Never fucking mind.
Yeah. That was a big push. And then,
yeah. So apparently that did really bad. But yeah, for Activision, it sounds like most of that studio for Rock Band Live was let go. And they've gone as far as to say that there will not be a disc release this year, but they will be supporting it with DLC.
God. I don't remember it, like, hitting. Like... You know what I mean? It was just like, I remember the announcements and everything, and then, like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, that came out, didn't it? And then nothing was really hurt.
Well, the problem was, you know, Guitar Hero Live, a lot of people really, really liked it. It was very different. It had one advantage going for it, that if you were somebody who was really good at Guitar Hero before, mm-hmm. you were probably bad at it now.
Yeah.
Because they changed it. It wasn't like five buttons up and down. It was three and three.
Right.
Right next to each other. So the idea that, like, you're doing more like chord progressions with your hands.
Sure, yeah.
And a lot of people found that really difficult, which is good. It was good for Guitar Hero to be hard again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hadn't been in so fucking long unless you cranked it all the way up to the top.
Right.
But yeah, even on, like, medium and hard and shit like that, some of those songs are really fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like the beginner stuff.
There you go.
Which I thought was kind of cool, but that game did not perform well at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to see another team of developers that are tied in with the Guitar Hero franchise out on their fucking asses again.
Oof.
But yeah, I think they said they laid off 400 people.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And...
Clearing house.
They officially announced that there will be a Call of Duty this year from Infinity Ward, and they claim it will be drastically different.
Okay. Yeah.
Drastically
different.
I hope so.
Yeah. Drastically different. You can switch from left to right-handed.
Ooh. This is technically the first game that will have their three-year cycle on it.
Yeah.
Because... a lot of the tech that went into Advanced Warfare was made by the Treyarch team who made Black Ops 3 that came out this year.
Right.
So a lot of the game that came out the year before, they were split efforts.
Yeah.
So this is the first game that's going to come out that's entirely developed by one devoted team for the full duration of the project.
There you go.
So I would hope, if it's going to be different, this is the one.
I picked some... I just picture them like saying things that are like, oh, revolutionary. In this game, you control the player.
Wow.
Whoa. In this game, there's a sniper mode, maybe.
Well, and it's fucking, you know, it'll be like one of those moments whenever somebody shows an open world game and they all say the same thing. You see that hill over there? You can climb it. Fuck, I know.
I
know how fucking open world games work.
I know. Okay? I understand that. Which is why I like the preview of the
Legend. Hey, tell me I can blow it the fuck up. I'm interested.
The Legend of Zelda open world game was just kind of funny because it was like you see that giant hill over there? We're there. All right, cool.
That's all right.
All right, whatever. Like, I don't need Zelda to be big anyway, as I don't care.
They have said that this is a big world.
They have said it is a big world, but it's just like, I don't, whatever, fine, that's great, you know. Just give me... give me a good Zelda game. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's developed by the same guy who did Link Between Worlds, good sign, because that was a good game, and it really took it back to the whole adventuring thing. Like, you didn't have to have an order of this crap. You could go wherever you wanted, because you just rent your stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's good stuff.
I will have... I don't want to talk too much more about stuff we've been doing, stuff we've been playing, things like that.
Sure.
Here for a little bit. I just kind of want to run through some things. I'll have thoughts on Firewatch next week.
Okay.
I have purchased it. I have not played it because I got kind of wrapped up in a game that came out a while ago. Everyone's Gone to the Rapture.
Yeah.
I played quite a bit of that. You know, if you want to play that game, if you're somebody who wants to play that game.
Right.
It's the most non-interactive one of those. It's basically you are a tour guide for the end of the world.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
You interact with almost nothing.
Yeah.
You kind of just walk around and you follow this big glowing ball. It's like basically some scientific experiments were going on in the city, and I won't go too far into this, but because I tell you this within like the first 3 minutes, everybody started disappearing.
Yeah.
And then everybody started that was left started getting very, very sick.
Mm, yeah.
And
sounds rapture-y.
And it's real, real fucked up.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Like it's made on like a Cry engine.
Interesting.
Which so it looks real good.
Yeah. I imagine.
But the one complaint I have about it is the complaint that everybody's had, which I'm sure if you've heard anything about this game. It is the slowest walking speed I have ever seen in my entire fucking life.
No sprint button? No sprint boots?
Well, there's build momentum. And even then, it's like you're at a fucking decent walk. I feel like this guy is walking on stumps. Like, he had his fucking... half his legs removed. That's what happened to him in the Rapture.
It's like in a dream. Like, when you're trying to run in a dream, you're like... Aah! You're, like, sloshing through, like, swamp or thick smoke.
Yeah, the town got quarantined during this, and it's just, it's real fucked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're gone homes of the world, but way less interactive. This is more like a Dear Esther kind of game, if you're familiar with that.
Okay.
So this is basically, this is your tour guide, your guided experience to the end of the world.
Nice.
I thought that was pretty cool. Played a bit of that. Cool. I will play Firewatch. The thing is, I want to play Firewatch once.
Yeah.
And... in one go.
Oh, okay.
So that game's about four hours.
No interruption between other games.
I want to play it in one go.
Right.
So,
gotcha.
If Saturday is free for me, I'm sitting down and I'm going to play fucking Firewatch.
Nice. There you go.
So, yeah, that's about all I want to talk about this week. The other thing I'll say is that games are about to come out, y'all.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Is when Fire Emblem comes out.
Fire Emblem.
Two of the three Fire Emblem games come out on Friday.
Right.
I'm trying to find that special edition. Each of the games are $40, and then there's an expansion that's $30.
Yeah.
But if you can find it, there's one cartridge. It's the special edition that it all comes on one cart. It's all three games.
Oof.
Together, so you're saving money, plus that cart is going to be very fucking rare.
Yeah,
that is the next game that's worth like $500.
Right, yeah.
Just because of its weird rarity.
Right, yeah.
So I'm trying to find
that. So the game will be will the game be accessible when you buy it? Like, you can get the, like...
No, it comes out a few weeks later for people who don't buy the collection.
Right, okay. So it'll... Gotcha.
The first two are available now, the third one becomes available later.
Right. So, if you have the cart, did you have to, like, does it wait?
No, you can play
now. Okay, gotcha.
You can play all three right now.
Right.
It's the only way that you can play it early.
Okay, cool.
And I've got that...
I thought it was like a lockout ship or something. No. They'd be like, flip the switch.
No, and I've got that sweet... they do have tech to do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, all those fucking Pokemon codes...
Right, yeah.
You have to fucking access between this day and this day for those Pokemon codes to work.
True.
But, granted, you can't stop somebody from playing it if they're not connected to the internet.
True.
They're not that kind of company.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, but, sleazy.
But yeah, like, I got that sweet system that'll be coming up Friday, and then there's those Fire Emblem games, and then next Tuesday, the 23rd, is when Far Cry Primal comes out, and then 2 weeks after that is when The Division comes out.
The Division.
The Division.
that is how you say
Tom Clancy's. The Division.
The Division.
But yeah, so like Ubisoft kind of banging out a couple there real quick succession.
Yeah.
I'm going to be weird and say I'm probably more excited about Primal because that game looks rad as shit.
Yeah.
I like those Far Cry games a lot.
Yeah, Far Cry is all right.
But yeah, and that reminds me, I need to finish 4. I'm very close to the end of 4. I still haven't finished it. So I'll probably do that this week.
Nice.
But yeah, that's kind of a look at what's coming out soon. Like, we're stampeding towards the end of the first quarter. So the month of March should be popping off with some game releases. It always is. Because for a lot of companies, that's the end of their fiscal year.
Yeah.
Which is why Ubisoft has all this stuff coming out now.
Right.
Is that end of the fiscal year, get it out there, sell what you can, get that money to close your fiscal.
Right on.
But yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Cool. Rock on. Moving on to our topic of the week, which is Shovel Knight! An old-ass game-ish.
Yeah.
No, not really. It's what, 2 years old, if that? Was it 2013? 2013 when that thing came out.
I have that here. Yeah, that game came out
in, I want to say 2013, like late maybe?
Nope, June 26, 2014.
Is
when it came out on Windows.
All right then. So yeah, so only, Yep, only barely over a year, almost 2 years old. So
yeah, it came out on the same day on the 3DS and the Wii U.
Okay.
It was a
Kickstarter game way back in the day. I did not pitch in for it, but it did look interesting. I bought it for whatever the retail price was on Steam the day it came out.
It was $15.
Yeah, $15. Yeah. So yeah. I love that freaking game. I've loved it for a while. It was the first game that I actually talked about playing on this podcast, because I don't play games all that often. So when it was finally revealed that I had played a game, it was Shovel Knight. That's a rad game. It's very akin to DuckTales, Mega Man. Mega Man style. Type game.
I don't see the Mega Man.
Well, the Mega Man's more in like the boss fights and like secondary weaponry that you gain from it, but the secondary weapons are played more like Castlevania. So it's sort of like an homage to old school NES, yeah. But with a, it's hard, but it's balanced. Yeah, it's not annoying.
The game director Sean Velasco referred to this as a love letter to games like Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, DuckTales, Super Mario Bros. 3, and the Mega Man titles.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's also influenced by games like Dark Souls and UN Squadron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So, just that old school style of games. I dig it a lot. I also like the Adam Butler, the composer, also known as Vert. He does a lot of way forward stuff. He did the music for the DuckTales remastered, the Shantae one that they're doing right now, Way Forward is doing, and he did the full production of this.
He's no Simon Vicklund, but I like him.
He's good.
Simon Vicklund.
Yeah.
He's the best in the world at what he does.
Yeah.
But I like this guy. He's a good composer.
Yeah.
Man, like fucking, I could sit and listen to the Bionic Commando Rearmed soundtrack on loop for
ever
72 days.
I like that you have an actual date on.
Yeah, I was, so, you know, throw a dart at the board,
right? Why not?
I thought, well, the longer months are 31 days. Get us that a little bit more
than that. Yeah, sure. And then throw in some Black Knight just for the hell of it. So,
oh fuck yeah, you can break it up occasionally with do 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 do. Fuck yeah,
your funeral, your funeral pyre music. It's gonna be an awesome funeral.
You got the power. He's the Black Knight.
I can't believe we've just delved into that.
Black Knight. Never bring that up around me if you don't want me to sing it.
It's true. It's very true. There is a Black Knight in this game, so there you go.
There is a Black Knight.
Yes, there is a Black Knight. He's got red on him, but it's fine. No,
the overworld for this game is Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yep. Yep, overworld's very Super Mario 3.
You have random talking to people in the town is Zelda 2.
Yep, yep. And even the secrets in the town, you jump up onto the roofs and stuff and gather things.
Most boss fights are DuckTales.
Yeah.
Their difficulty is inspired by something like Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man.
But most boss fights that I haven't gotten that far in this game.
Sure.
But most boss fights I've encountered, it's like, yo, I'm going to bounce on my shovel on this dude's head.
Basically. That's the key to a lot of them. They switch it up as you go along, because, like, yeah, they hand you, like, the sort of the whatevers, and then Plague Knight shows up, and he's freaking insane.
So, I've met him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nut. He's not that hard, but he's just, like, he's that one that's just, like, fucking random, like, just like, oh boy, you know, he's throwing things.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's patterns for everybody, and then, like, there's a guy who, like, you can't do the pogo on him because he, like, lifts his thing up and he can't get him, which is great, you know. So
different. I have had a couple of boss fights where you can't bounce on the guy unless you, like, sort of button hook him, where, like, trick him into thinking you're gonna try to strike at him,
yeah,
so that he blocks forward and then he bounces on his head.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. It's the one thing that has really surprised me about this game is the fact that in level design, how long they chose to make the levels. It's almost Volgar the Viking levels of, like, this goes for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's unlimited lives.
Mm-hmm.
You do lose currency in this.
Yes, which is... I like that punishment. It's like you can get it back too. Like when you die, these little floaty bags show up, and like you can go.
It's Dark Souls. Them. Yeah, it's go to collect your souls.
Go to collect your souls back, and if you die before getting that, you lost that. But you
I don't believe that you get every dollar back though. I think it's a little less.
It's probably a little less.
I think it's a little less.
Yeah, it's probably a little less than. There's probably a punishment for it or whatever. But definitely
half the time when it throws the fucking bags out there, I'm like, I'm not fucking going for that. It threw it all the way over there, right over a goddamn pit. And yeah, I can conceivably get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I probably
won't. But I probably won't. Which is why you need the fishing rod. You gotta go in the town and get the fishing rod. Then you can get the ones in the pits.
Well, I got the fishing rod, but it's like floating above this pit precariously, where I'm I just envision me getting fucked up by something.
Something's gonna knock me into that.
Yeah, something's gonna make me eat shit here.
Bastards. It's got the knockback sort of deal that most of those games had.
Ninja it's Gaiden, a Mega Mario.
Mega Man, Ninja Gaiden, they all have the float. Whenever a floaty guy swoops down and knocks you back right into a pit. But it doesn't feel terrible. It doesn't feel cheap.
It's sharp.
It's sharp. It does. You feel like you know the patterns well enough, like as you see them before they come into frame, so you don't feel cheated.
This game on the 3DS looks crazy.
Does it? Yeah, I haven't seen it on anything.
That's where I am playing it, is on the 3DS.
Right. Yeah.
Been playing a lot of 3DS lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good system.
You know what we should do? I should get the Shovel Knight Amiibo, and then we should play a co-op. That'd be awesome. Because you can play a co-op with an amiibo, you can get a custom night. We should do that. That'd be good. Yeah, let's do it.
And get it for the Wii U.
That'd be awesome.
Fun co-op.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, I've been playing quite a bit of it on there, and it does. Like there were a series of games that came out that were re-releases after the 3DS came out. They were called 3D Classics.
Yeah,
like there's a version of Excitebike that does this. There's what else did it? Xevious. There were a few others. Kid Icarus. And the 3D Classics were basically, they busted the levels on old platformers and put characters up front, trees in back, houses in the middle, enemies sort of off kilter, so that everything looked weird. It was still a side-scroller, and they didn't change any of the controls, but it just adds a weird amount of depth to everything, and Shovel Knight does that, and it's a pretty good effect.
Yeah.
I don't like the 3D very much on this system, but I feel like there it works pretty good.
Okay, that's cool. Probably because it wasn't rehashed, I guess. It was probably developed with that in mind.
Yeah, because this system was developed for the Wii U, the 3DS, and the PC.
Yeah.
And then they ported it to everything else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
one of the few instances that I can remember where something was designed for the PC and Nintendo platforms.
Yeah, it's a really weird one. Actually, yeah, in a cultural sense, it's a little bit bizarre, this game, because it's like it's the only indie game with an amiibo, I know that, that's not a Nintendo property.
As of now.
As of now. I'm sure they might, you know, eventually get to that event, you know, later on. Waiting for a Bayonetta one. Have they got a Bayonetta one yet?
She's coming to Smash Brothers, so yes.
Yeah, so they will have it, yeah. But yeah.
They announced the Cloud one.
Yeah, they got the Cloud one coming in.
But those are still technically Smash Brothers.
They're Smash Brothers, and they're like third-party, large company type characters. This is the first indie character that's entirely by what constitutes an indie company? But whatever.
Technically, all of these publishers are...
Basically, they're all indie companies.
Because they're not involved directly with the main publisher. With the company. There's a weird movement right now where people are... Big indie gets thrown around a lot. I also hear Triple I.
Triple I, yeah.
Where it's like Triple I games, what people mean by that when they say it is bigger budget independent games that never existed before that are taking the place of the mid-tier budget line stuff that companies like Activision used to make.
Right.
You know, think your Soldier of Fortunes that came out at $40.
Sure, yeah.
You know, those games that always came out around the holidays from Konami that were like, here's a sing and dance game! these games are taking the place of that.
Yeah.
So that's...
I like that.
Big indie is pretty common. Triple I is kind of common.
Where does Grow Home fall into that? Because that's
an Ubisoft
game. That's an Ubisoft game, but it's like,
made by Reflections.
But it's like eight people did it. I feel like they had a weekend off and they made a game.
What I think we'll find out is that game is
a prototype for something bigger.
That is something bigger.
Yeah, they're wanting to make something, and that was like, hey, look what we can do with this.
I spent fucking I don't know how. I can't figure out how to fucking teleport and goddamn girl home other than to these fucking three that are at the goddamn bottom.
Yeah.
So I've spent forever climbing from where I was. Remember when we fell?
Yeah.
Don't I'm just, still climbing.
Don't you just activate them and then they...
I activated all of them and I can only fucking...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I assume that you just pulled down the thing and it activated and you could go to them.
That's not how it worked.
Oh, and you might have a bug. I don't know. I don't know.
So I've been climbing.
So you've been climbing a lot in Grow
Home. Fuckers.
Asshole.
But yeah,
thanks, Ubisoft.
That's being made by Reflections, the driver people, is who made Grow Home.
Yeah.
But yeah, feels like an indie game.
Yeah.
But I like how experimental it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so, you know, I've been having an experience with Shovel Knight that, you know, after having sat down and spent more time with DuckTales, you know, I heard this game was basically that.
Yeah.
And sat down and, yeah, like, the parts about Zelda 2 that I like about it are in this game.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for good soundtracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As am I. I really love an 8-bit chiptune that's mm-hmm. done well.
Yeah.
I'm a really big fan of really up-tempo mm-hmm. grooves, like your Mega Man-style jams.
Yeah, same here.
I feel like this has a lot of that. Like, Rad Racer had a really good fucking soundtrack to it.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck
Rad
yeah.
Rad Racer was good.
But, you know, like, fucking, you know, and the one exception to that is, you know, that Spy Hunter theme, though.
Yeah, I love the Spy Hunter theme. Yeah, yeah.
That's
all right.
Boom,
that's pretty
boom,
good.
Boom, 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 boom.
Wasn't there... Did they make a movie of that with The Rock? Or they were gonna?
They were going to. The game came out.
That's right, the game came out.
Because the movie got canceled.
Yeah, that's right.
That was back when his star wasn't as bright yet.
Yeah,
that was around 2004?
Yeah, yeah. That was like pre-Rundown or like right after Rundown.
This is after the Rundown. This is after Walking Tall, but this is like pre-Fast 5.
Fast 5 is where he exploded out.
Yeah, a lot of people felt like after he... resumed his role in like the Scorpion King, like maybe this isn't gonna work.
Yeah, yeah. And then he revitalized like three other franchises just by
G.I. Joe, Fast Five,
and the Journey to the Center of the Earth one, because he was on that. That like grossed a whole bunch of money.
They made it. I never saw it, but it made a shitload of money.
Made a shit ton of money. I never saw it either because you know I don't
give a fuck about the Earth.
I don't. I guess. But yeah, no.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. But yeah, the music in this, the art design in it, I love all the character designs. Yeah, I don't know. How far have you gotten on it so far? You've just
five levels.
Yeah, not bad.
I beat a few bosses.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I'm not super deep into it. Like, yeah. I will continue to trudge through it. I definitely think this is a game that's, you know, for especially, like, on disc now for the Wii U and for the 3DS, you can get it for, like, $20. Digitally, it's $15.
Yeah.
The nice thing was, like, by getting a physical copy of it, they give you a code for the soundtrack.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Nice.
So I downloaded that.
Nice.
I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go to Bandcamp. Can't download this.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing my workouts listening to that music, and I'm like, well, it's all right.
Adam Butler, he does good work. He does good work.
I don't have much more to say about this, do you?
Not a whole lot, no. It was my favorite game of 2014,
yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. It was awesome, and I can't wait to play it again.
It's one of my more favorite games from recent memory that I hadn't played yet.
Yeah, yeah, awesome, yeah. And again, it's like, it's like the 8-bit style, you know, graphically, it's all 8-bit style. It's not really 8-bit, obviously.
I like that they don't try to fake it with, like, sprite flicker and stuff like that. That's the thing I hated about, like, Mega Man 9.
Right, yeah. They would have the sprites flicker and stuff like that.
It's yeah, like that's in theory, I thought it was cool, but, like, in execution, I was like, this just looks like fucking shit.
Yeah, it's like, did they slow down the game when there's too much on frame 2?
They did.
Did they really? I didn't even know that. That's awful.
Because it was designed to run on an S-cart.
Oh.
They actually sent review copies out to people on NES carts.
I don't hate that then. If it was designed to actually run on the cart, I kind of like that idea, but yeah, I, you know, nobody liked it when the game slowed down.
Yeah. Like, Nobody's whimsical about this.
You're just like, oh!
Or fucking Zelda when it would warp the music.
Yeah.
When it started,
like, you think the game's about to break and you've made it this far, and you're like, no! Oh, sorry, Willow. Oh, we upset the dog. But no, Yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about that game. We should play co-op. It should be fun.
Yeah, you know, some of those Kickstarter games actually come out, and some of them are all right.
Some of them actually, it's kind of one of the proof positives that, like, hey, Kickstarter can work in the regard of making a game. Mighty No. 9, still to be determined.
And from all, like, previews of that, not
looking great for that game.
Yeah.
Although, even if it's just decent, like, it's not going to live up to the hype of what that is. Like, especially after all the delays and the honeyme that they wanted to do for it, and the extra kickstarting and the PayPaling and the Indiegogoing and all the money it raised with, like, nothing to show for it other than...
Well, fuck you! Star Citizen has made, like, $140 million, yeah. And they came out, like, 2 months ago and said... We're waiting for VR. Fuck you! Just make a game!
Just make a game, you ass! Oh, jeez. That's it for Shovel Knight. Moving on to our last little bit, the other half of this one.
For those of you that are going to be tuning out because we're talking about Deadpool, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.
Follow me on Twitter, @Hoss _buddy!
He talks to wrestlers.
I talk to wrestlers.
But...
Oh, go check the website. There's new articles up there.
Yes. Videodestruct.com. There's new articles up there. We're going to start posting a lot more recently. Just not overly so. I'm not going to, like, grab a news story and, like, huck it up there or anything. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
might. Instead of just reporting the news for the most part, I think I'm going to focus a lot of my efforts on, like, opinion pieces.
Yeah. Opinion pieces are better, I think. Because
I get news anywhere.
Yeah, you can go to GameSpot and get news. GameSpot's a better site for news to do that.
Hey, my news is pretty
good. Well, I'm just saying. Like, they cover it pretty well, I feel.
Yeah, they're pretty comprehensive with that.
They're pretty comprehensive. But yeah, go do all that stuff. But for those who have watched Deadpool or don't care about spoilers, don't care about this movie at all, let's talk some Deadpool.
I saw it twice.
Did you? That's awesome. Yeah. I only saw it the one time.
I thought I was going to hate it.
Yeah. You don't. I was shocked when you made the post on Facebook saying you enjoyed this, because you have not in the past like Deadpool as a character or as comedy in general.
Because they execute him poorly.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that, sure, like, that fucking game was terrible.
Yeah, you hated the game. You absolutely hated
it. It's one of the worst games I've ever played.
Wow.
That's awful.
That's bold.
I would rather play Jaws for the NES again.
Yeah.
To completion. Where the fucking boat talks to you.
Where the boat tells you to throw things at the shark.
Fucking boat. But yeah, like, I have hated Deadpool in execution. I thought he was bad in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I thought his game was awful. Ryan Reynolds had not proven any kind of success with being able to be a person in any movie in a very long time.
Okay, yeah.
But within the first 10 minutes of that film, they had changed my opinion of where that goes.
That's awesome.
I think the opening credits of that film are some of the funniest things I've ever seen in a while.
Love the opening credits.
I love the fact that everybody took their ego and fucking threw it at the wall and just said, all right, we're going to make a movie. We're not going to sit here and suck our own dick.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Granted, Ryan Reynolds had to position himself at the front of this project and had to be all over Twitter and had to be...
Yeah.
But I genuinely believe he didn't do it because he wanted it to be about him.
Yeah.
He just wanted people to see this fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. He was very passionate about, like, doing... Because he actually read Deadpool comics when he was younger. He loves the character, and he wanted to do it right. When he got a chance to play the character in Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine...
Who was he in Blade Trinity?
Just a dude. He was...
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah. He wasn't...
Because he was a dude with swords?
He was, yeah, because, like...
And I was like, yeah. Is that him before he...
No, he was not Wade Wilson in Blade 3.
Are we sure?
We're positive, yeah.
Because that was a Marvel property.
His name was, like... It was, but his name was,
Duke,
like...
Duke Samson.
Yeah, it wasn't Wade Wilson. No, he was Wade Wilson in X-Men Origins Wolverine... and they fucked up the character and, like, made him this weird, silent, like, guy with katana blades in his hands and cyclops beams and teleportation and just... And they sewed his mouth shut, so it was awful. Like, it was just, like, And from that point, like, even from that movie, like, a year after, you know, when... It's probably about a year when a movie's out that you can, like, slam the movie you were in. That's kind of what it was. Ryan Reynolds was just like, yeah, bad decisions all around in that. We want to do Deadpool the right way. And then they did the little test footage thing that they released at Comic-Con in 2012, I want to say. 2012, 2013 or so. And people said, oh, that looks fucking great. That looks awesome. Like, do that. And it was all just CGI. It was basically him jumping into the car and beating up the dudes and everything that was the central opening action sequence for the first, like, 40 minutes of the movie, which I thought was awesome. Yeah. That they were just in this setting for, like, 40 minutes. But, yeah.
I like the way that they do his internal monologue.
Yeah.
So instead of just narrating over it, he talks to the camera, and people are like, and everybody else hears him, and he's like, shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Yeah, exactly.
I really enjoy the way that he did that. Man, and there are so many good gags that if you're not listening, you'll never get.
Yeah.
Like, they fucking talk about Professor X, and he's like, what are we talking, like, Patrick Stewart?
Exactly, yeah.
Or the new guy.
Talking about the Patrick Stewart-looking motherfucker, or the other guy? It's like, he'll... Yeah, and that's funny that I'm glad you enjoy that. You typically don't like fourth wall breaking humor in general.
It's so fucking well done here.
It is. It really is well
because
done.
Because fourth wall comedy is typically so sub fucking Wayans, brother.
Yeah, I agree.
It is the lowest form of comedy when it's done poorly.
Did you get the trailer for the Purge parody? Did you get that one on there? Okay. Because that's your lowbrow fourth wall.
Here's the trailers we had. I'll just go ahead. I'll share these.
Why not?
Independence Day.
Okay, I got that one too.
Civil War.
Yeah, we didn't get that one for some reason.
It's the same one.
It's the same one. But yeah.
New X-Men.
New X-Men got that. Yeah.
Batman Superman.
Okay. Yeah.
And the new Cloverfield.
Okay. All right. Got 10 Cloverfield Lane. Did you ever J.J. Abrams, when someone asked him, was it connected to Cloverfield? The first one. He said, I don't know. You ass.
That movie looks cool.
It does look cool. John Goodman's in it. John Goodman's acting, and I'm always about.
This is the John last Goodman. Fat John Goodman movie.
It is
because he's lost a shitload of weight, more than he's ever lost.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks good.
He does. He does.
I want to keep him around for a while. That man's a national fucking treasure.
As do I. He was kind of in my Deadpool for a little while there, because he's younger than 100. So you know. That's an awful game, but, you know.
It's a really fucked up thing
really
to do.
Fucked up
to
game.
Fucking John Goodman.
I don't actually have a... I don't put money down on people's deaths, okay? I just... Anyway.
I know a guy who does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
an
fucking
actual
dark.
Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah, and he won it a couple years ago, and I was like, I hope you're fucking happy.
Ugh, gross. Yeah, I can't really... I can't bring myself to actually put money down on people dying.
It's shame nobody put money down on Abe Vigoda this year.
Oh, God.
It's because everybody thought Abe Vigoda died like 9 years ago. Because
it's however many years under 100, and people are like, he's past 100, right? Yeah. You're in the negatives. Like,
he's been a billion years old for a billion years.
Good God.
Abe Vigoda lived a good life.
Yeah. But yeah, there's but there's some great jokes in that like are called back to, and you don't even notice it.
Yeah,
like when he calls the black suit guy, he keeps calling him a child molester in the first scene that he gets him in. Like, don't go by any schools, you'll get, you know, red flag. And then when he goes back to him, he calls him Jared and says, I'll take the footlong.
Yep.
And it's like, because they call him child molester.
Yep.
It was great. So, and it was like, you know, that was like 20 minutes apart from like each scene, so... but yeah, it's a very fucked up movie. It's a hard R. Like, this is not a thing you take your kid to. I saw some.
And given the female lead that's in there, I had a hard R.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Marina Baccarin is pretty all right.
She was better known as the Inara from Firefly.
Yes, the
Firefly. She's apparently on that Homefront show?
She's on
Homeland
Front.
Or
yeah,
whatever that show is?
Homeland, yeah. I think she's on the Homeland show. Yeah, she was on V when that was a thing. That is now canceled, I believe. They cut her hair in V, though, and that's...
They did.
It's wrong to me. She has beautiful hair. I don't know.
But. Oh, she looked okay with that pixie cut thing.
Yeah, a little pixie cut was fine, but then it grew out, and I was like, now that's Marina Baccarin. But anyway,
I didn't recognize her when she had the short hair at first in the movie.
Right, yeah.
And they do a really, really good scene to show why she has longer hair later, and you're like,
yeah,
that's pretty fun.
The
amount of explicit sexual acts that happen in this movie, real funny.
Real funny. It's pretty good.
Played strictly for comedy.
Strictly for comedy. And as a, you know, like, and I know you're not a comic. As a comic fan, I'm not a super Deadpool kind of guy. I'm just like, oh, Deadpool, I like him. Like, there's nothing. I enjoyed reading some of his books back in the day. They're, you know, they give me a chuckle, but it was good to see, like, okay, for fans of Deadpool, this is spot on. This is what everybody who loves this character
is the understood canon.
Is the understood canon of Deadpool, and it's absolutely perfect. But
God, when he surrenders to the superhero project, and he says, "All right, just do me a favor.
Don't
put me in green.
Don't put me in green.
Don't make the suit anime.
Don't make it animated."
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
I love the subtle CG that they did on his mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
So that the eyes animate.
Yeah, yeah. It was
so good.
You could see it like that's what Spider-Man needed.
Yeah.
It really is what Spider-Man needed. I know it's harder because Spider-Man like has larger white eyes, but like when I'm watching a cartoon of Spider-Man, that happens.
Yeah.
And it just, there's just sort of a deep, like a, there's just sort of like a, an emotional, you know, blockade when your eyes are just fixated gigantically and you're talking and your mouth is obviously not moving. They even did the mouth movements because he clearly wasn't actually like, but like you could see like they animated like his mouth movements and it just worked. It made him look more like a human being.
Yeah. I never felt like, well, here's the CG part, here's the real part. It always just felt like the real part.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, yeah.
Because that's the problem, is that like whenever I saw Spider-Man flipping around, I was like, fuck.
You know, I will say, as bad as that last movie is, the Amazing Part 2, I will say the flippy-do parts of it are the most realistic looking in it. Because they actually like put ripples in like the suit as he's like flying through. It looks really good. That movie sucks.
I'm never gonna watch it.
Actually, I recommend you go see Amazing Spider-Man number 2 because of how fucking awful it is.
I don't want to watch
it. You will laugh at that movie.
I haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, don't bother. It's boring.
I saw half of the first Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I saw all of Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I saw like a sand monster in Spider-Man 3 and turned it off.
Sand monster.
And then I haven't seen anything in the new ones.
Yeah.
I do know that Dennis Leary is in the new one, so I was hoping it was going to be good.
Yeah.
I do like me some Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary is good. His greatest role is in Spider-Man 2 when he's just a disappointed ghost dad.
Yep.
It's the best thing ever.
He's like, I'm watching you masturbating, being very disappointed in you, son.
Very disappointed because you're fucking my daughter.
But
anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to belabor this point too much, but I want to say one thing, and this is probably the most spoilery thing, but it's all over the internet now at this point.
Yeah.
And everybody's heard this. They announced at the end of the movie in fucking Ferris Bueller Day Off fashion.
Yeah.
They do the whole closing and everything, which is really good. I'm sure Matthew Broderick is somewhere just laughing because it's so well done.
Yeah.
They announced the Cable is going to be in the sequel.
Yes.
If it's made.
Because
they didn't know at that point.
They didn't know that.
But I've got Cable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson as Cable?
Yeah. Liam Neeson.
What?
Because they make like four Liam Neeson jokes in that movie, and one of them is fucking perfect. He's like, they made three of those Taken movies.
Yeah.
At what point are we just going to accept that he's a really bad dad?
Really bad father. Like, at what point? Oh, man. What was your, I don't know, like, there were so many good lines in that movie. Liam Neeson as Cable. I like the Dolph Lundgren throw out they gave.
Or the
I wouldn't get Dolph
asshole Lundgren. General guy from Avatar.
Oh, yeah, he'd be all right. Yeah, he'd be good.
Or Idris Elba.
Or Idris Elba. This is just cast
I'll cast him as anything.
I'll cast Idris Elba as what the fuck ever. It don't matter. Yeah.
Gonna recast Deadpool?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. but no, I would be okay with. Well, it's funny because Channing Tatum's already gonna be Gambit, so I'd pick Channing Tatum. Okay, he's pretty big.
I want an older Cable.
Yeah,
I want an old man Cable.
I agree. I think it's a good. I think it's a good call.
I think
go for older.
Yeah, I mean, with how gun heavy he is, with how like heavy military brute dick guy is.
Sure.
Like if what's his name? The guy that's in the State Farm commercials that was in the Spider-Man movies. If he was 15 years younger.
J.K. Simmons,
Jonah Jameson.
Dude, if J.K. Simmons came on his Cable.
If he was 15 years younger.
Oh, shit.
It'd be perfect.
Oh, shit. Him just wisecracking over his stuff. Oh, that'd be good. Oh, that'd be so good. But yeah, no, I definitely want. Yeah.
I'm going to burn your house down with the lemons.
With the lemons.
That's the best line in Portal 2.
Yeah!
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Screw that! I'm gonna murder them!
How dare they
burn their house down!
How dare they give you lemons!
Oh, that's so dumb.
You take...
With the lemons!
With the lemons! Oh, man. It's just like, I legit, the comedic timing in this movie...
It's great.
...is fantastic.
It's great.
It's not punchy. It's not, like, done in a corny way.
Well, it's not too fast-talky.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that, like, a lot of Ryan Reynolds' delivery... Like, I always think of the movie where he's working at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Waiting.
Waiting.
Yeah.
It's just the problem that I have with this comedy, and that is it's always just so ironically fucking detached, it's always delivered so fast.
Yeah.
It's always just, like, fucking so under his breath and so fucking fast. And
sure.
It's not, like, too fast for me to understand it,
yeah.
But it's too fast for me to enjoy it.
Right, yeah, to, like care.
Yeah, like, you know, there's a lot of good scenes where he'll deliver a line,
yeah,
and then just start slowly walking forward, and you're like, oh, I get to, you know, just kind of revel in this for a bit. Everybody's chuckling. From pretty much about 3 minutes into that movie until the very end, I really didn't stop laughing.
Yeah, no, I laughed through the whole thing. It was great, and I loved, speaking as a fan of the comics, it's the first time Colossus has ever been done well, ever. He's awful in those X-Men movies. He's never done correctly. He's never even...
So is this, like, a different voice actor?
Different actor entirely. Yeah, it's like... There's a guy there. He's all CG'd up. But there is a person, like, in that spot that's, like, got, you know...
When the chick's tit falls out...
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I laughed so hard.
Oh, it's so good, because he's a gentleman. He's like, oh, your left one. Oh, jeez.
You have a...
It's like, oh, that's so sweet. It just gets hit in the balls. Oh, man.
But I kind of thought that badass chick was sort of sexy.
Oh, Gina Carano? Gina Carano's absolutely.
She's crazy. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, she's absolutely. Like, you kidding? You ever seen her movie, actually? That's a good movie. It's Haywire, I want to say, is what it's called. Yeah. She used to fight in the... She used to be an MMA fighter, never in the UFC, but, like, she was an MMA fighter, then, like, became an actress. She was the main female gladiator in the new... American Gladiators that came out with
Hogan. Oh, wait, and I also think she was in Fast Five.
Yeah, she was in Fast Five.
Now that I think about it, she was in Fast Five.
She was in Fast Five as well. She's a great tough girl for, you know, like, good villain.
She's bigger than she was in Fast Five. Like, yeah. She's bulking the fuck up.
Yeah, but her movie is good. It's starring her, and she actually does a pretty good, decent job acting. But it's basically just, like, a vehicle for her to beat the shit out of people.
I'm into that.
And they don't shaky cam it. They, like, just let her... brutalize some motherfuckers on camera, and it's great.
I'm into that.
Yeah. But yeah,
like, brutalize me, you know what I'm saying?
Booyah! But now, when he's punching Colossus, when he's pissed off because Francis got away, that shit, I laughed. I laughed! This is embarrassing.
Oh, shit! I think the part I laughed at the most... is they get out of the taxi, they forgot the fucking guns, yes. They're playing DMX's ass is gonna give it to you.
Yep.
And the girl looks at him and goes,
where's your duffel bag?
Shit!
Because not only that, they had a whole scene of him and TJ Miller collecting guns into these Hello Kitty bags and everything he could carry. And he just left it in the... was like, well, fuck it. We're going old school. He pulls out the swords. It's fucking great.
I laughed so... Especially, dude, by the time they kicked X Gon' Give It To You back on and play, like, the whole song,
right?
I was laughing so hard. As, like, a really weird hip-hop fan.
Right. Yeah.
This is perfect.
Beautiful.
I fucking what a good pick.
Yeah, yeah. I loved pretty much the placement of every bit of music in this movie. I thought was pretty perfect. Sometimes that can get kind of obnoxious when, like, a movie is, like, specifically, like, picking out music for moments and stuff, but for here it absolutely works.
Yeah,
the opening credits with Angel of the Morning is fantastic. I wonder how many meetings they had, because, you know, like, the idea was already
one of them's like, we're gonna go with, like, more than a feeling.
Right, exactly. Or, it's like, we're going to go with more than a feeling. Or maybe some...
Maybe the Carpenters?
Yeah. Heaven is a place on Earth? I'm not sure which
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one. That would have been great. But I thought Angel of the Morning was a pretty good pick for that. So
not since Afternoon Delight was used in Anchorman have I been happier with a dumb pick for a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I loved Negasonic. I thought she was great. Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
She was okay.
She was awesome. I liked it. Well, I just like the fact that, like...
I like that she's a dick.
She was the stereotype, yeah. But he immediately called her out at being the stereotype.
But she just didn't have anything else to say.
So which is it going to be? Sullen Silence or Mean Comet? All right, you got me in a box here. I got it. All right, you got me in a box. But yeah, I definitely go see that movie. There's really not a whole lot to spoil other than the jokes.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know the plot. Yeah. They say it in the thing, and guess what? That's all that happens. Like, you know.
I haven't seen a movie with this much full frontal nudity in a very long time.
In a very long time. Again, a hard R, though.
When you think, like, R-rated comedies, when they came back in, like, the mid-2000s, it was, like, occasionally you'll see a dick or some tits.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it was never, like, you know, fucking Total Recall, where it's like, there's just a lot of weird shit going on in here.
Yeah, basically.
Chick's got three boobs.
Yeah.
One of them's paper mache. I don't give a fuck.
They do a good job with the action scenes, like, making them unique, I would say. Yeah. The fight scene with the fire extinguishers I thought was just cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like, well, they'll fight with fire extinguishers, sure. Like, it just kind of added a little something different to something that would have just been a fist fight.
Yeah.
So, and it was great. And then when he had both axes, that was cool. Because, you know, they were shiny.
I was very satisfied. Like, having now seen this movie twice, I'll close my comments on this.
Sure, sure.
The second time he showed up at the X-Men mansion.
Oh yeah,
is one. I won't say what happens just in case you're somebody who hasn't watched it.
Yeah.
I laughed so fucking hard.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Huh. It's weird, right?
I loved it.
It's good. It was good.
You know what's fucked up though?
Yeah.
Is that, like, I kind of wish that they would have made that a gag where he went back, like, more.
Right, yeah. Like, he kept going back. Yeah, yeah. He's like, the thing is, like, and I think I know why, I get what you're saying, like with the, like, why the fourth wall humor wasn't, like, you know, painful in this one. It's because every time they did it, they really were just kind of shitting on themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they literally were just like, it's like Married with Children whenever they hit on Fox. Yeah. Like, they would just have Fox viewing positions, they all had to get in a fucking ridiculous weird position because they're making fun of the network.
Yeah, they weren't pissing on CBS.
Yeah.
They were pissing on Fox.
They were pissing on Fox, the network they're on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, directed by an overpaid tool.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's like, that's...
Written by some asshole.
It's like, that's great shit, you know?
Yeah, see this movie again.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Like, they've already greenlit everything under the sun and more, but more money's not going to hurt this movie.
Nope, sure won't. Yeah.
Because you know what? You know what I think this will do? I mean, you're already seeing it with, like, fucking Wolverine.
Yeah, right.
You know, maybe it will make them realize that fucking... There's money to be made in R.
Yeah, yeah, there is. And again, I know why studios don't typically go to R. Because it really does chunk down the amount of money you're going to make, period.
This movie's going to make over $500 million.
Maybe? I don't know. Well, maybe like...
It's 260 international.
Upon all gross... Well, yeah, international, that's true.
If you count international, it's already at 260.
Because the highest grossing R-rated movie is Passion of the Christ, and it's only $370 million, which is a lot of money.
This will be that.
And, yeah, it's $370 million, but, like... That's, like, not even the top 100 of most of all time. You know
but
what I mean?
The one thing,
and that's the thing.
The one thing I will say with this movie, and it's my justification for more R out there, is that A, you've got an aging consumer base.
Agreed. I will
and
say that.
B, there's only so much you can do with a PG-13 rating as far as creativity in your kills and execution and things like that.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that, you know, X-Men came out in 1998.
Yeah, yeah.
And those people that were 7 years old then that fell in love with it are going to be fucking
Yeah.
28, 29 here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Age with your consumer.
I agree. And honestly, like Marvel's taking to this as well, like, because it's a Fox production, but Marvel Studios is taking this as well. Their Netflix shows, there are Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Those are our NC-17, whatever the
I was kind of bummed out when I saw the trailer for Daredevil season 2.
Well,
I haven't watched season 1.
It wasn't a trailer. They didn't show anything. Like, it was a teaser. Like the one
they showed. No, like, I saw like a 2 minute one
in like the church, and he's like mapping stuff.
No, oh,
okay,
more than
I must have.
There's an there. Actual trailer okay, an came actual out trailer. The other day.
Okay, sweet.
It's trailer one of two, but okay. They show who the Punisher is.
Yeah,
And it's the dude from The Walking
Shane
Dead.
From Walking Dead. Yeah,
I don't think he's a very good choice.
Yeah, you don't think
I
so.
Liked him being the dick that would fuck your wife on The Walking Dead. I just don't buy him as the Punisher.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know.
There's one. Punisher, and his name is Thomas motherfucking Jane.
I love Tom Jane as Punisher, especially in that dirty laundry short that him and Ron Perlman did. Mwah! Beautiful.
Good.
That was good stuff. I am kind of sad they didn't just get Tom Jane in to be Punisher again. But
what the fuck's he doing?
I don't know. Nothing. Well, he wants to do it. He did the dirty laundry thing. So, like, he did the dirty laundry short.
I bet they're going to make that Punisher movie, and they'll make it an R because this thing made so much fucking money.
I agree. I think so, too. Because, yeah, like, the last Punisher movie that Marvel kind of did was an R as well, but it flopped because nobody,
yeah.
You know.
But that movie was terrible!
It was bad. It was really bad, yeah. Like,
it didn't have fucking Thomas Jane in it!
Yeah, no, it did. Well, no, it didn't have Tom Jane in it, no. Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, and Tom Jane...
You might as well have got fucking Dolph Lundgren back instead of the asshole they got for that movie.
And it's kind of the same realm as just like, you know, like Tom Jane, he loves that, he even did that. Like, he was like, hey, Ryan Reynolds, like, Ryan Reynolds copied him in doing it. Like, oh, well, he wants to be Punisher, and he did this short with Ron Perlman, so I'm gonna do this. And, oh, Ron Perlman as Cable, that would work. I'd be okay with that. He's got the voice. He's got a gravelly ass voice.
A Punisher Deadpool movie could be pretty good, you guys.
Oh man, it would. Oh my god, that would be so good. Oh man. But yeah, but again, R rated. I think is you're right. It's an aging consumer base. You're coming back around. I think WWE is actually falling in that realm again.
Yeah,
they kind of. They went a little PG-13 this
phrase, booty holes, and the Big Show was not bleeped when he said fuck on the network.
Yeah, and also, like, there was kind of a bit of a sexual innuendo on a skit they did this Monday.
Yeah,
so.
And there was gold dust shooting the
champagne. That's the one I'm talking about, yeah. Shooting the champagne, and it was like, huh.
I follow a guy on Twitter who said, all right, guys, we got to admit, it's like WWE creative.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, guys, we got to admit, we actually filmed these scenes in 2002.
It kind of feels like it, right? It's like, oh, Booker T and Goldust are doing their shtick again. Oh,
yep.
That's not Booker T, that's R-Truth. But yeah.
R-Truth's looking real old.
He is. He's looking real old. He aged quickly. I don't know what happened.
Weirdly.
It was very bizarre. But anyway.
But you know what?
That's
I'm going to try to watch some Daredevil this week.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a go.
Because
I've been reading that Frank Miller Daredevil stuff.
It's very based on the Frank Miller run, very much so, and the second season will as well. And give Jessica Jones a watch. It's a pretty good one as well.
I heard that one's all about fucking.
It is. Well, it's very much a... Because what they do, Marvel does, they always do... they take the source material and make it a type of media, or a type of... show or movie, and then they just put a superhero in it. Like, the Ant-Man is a heist movie, but it's got the Ant-Man in it. And with Jessica Jones, it's just like a detective noir. It's like a sexy detective noir with superheroes fucking. So, you know, and with Daredevil, it's like a crime drama, and you know, they beat the shit out of him. He gets the shit kicked out of him, like, all the time, and it's kind of awesome. So,
yeah. I can dig that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I dig both of those. So yeah, I think you're right. I think there is a market for R-rated, and this one proves it entirely, because yeah, it's made a lot of money on opening weekend. It's insane. So yeah,
and I would consider even going back one more.
I think I'm gonna go back for another one. I think I want to go back for another shot. If I can find a friend who hadn't seen it yet, I'll be like, let's go watch that movie. Because I want to see Colossus throw up again.
I had to lie to the person I went and saw it with the second time.
Oh, yeah?
Because that person will not watch a movie with somebody who's seen it before.
Oh, okay. So you had to...
So I had to, like, stare forward, laugh at the right times, not too early. At the very end of the movie, I was like, I saw that movie before. I'm sorry I lied to you.
So long as you don't ruin the experience, I think, is the realm that they go into. So, I assume it was a she. So.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't do that for a dude friend.
Like, fuck you. I don't care. Yeah, I saw him before. Let's go see it. Let's like, see it by my fucking self. Fuck you.
I'll see it by myself. Fuck you. I don't care. But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode, I think.
Follow me on Twitter.
Follow Hoss on Twitter.
At Hoss underscore buddy.
Talks to wrestlers. Also follow Video Destruct on Twitter at Video Destruct. Check us out at VideoDestruct.com. We got new articles going up this week, yeah. And also
content for like 4 of the 5 days of this week.
I know, right? It's nuts. Plus we finally got a new Elgato, which is great. So
yeah,
our Elgato burnt out after our live stream, I think.
Oops.
I don't know. It could have been like just the changing temperatures as well, because it was in my backpack for a little while too.
And that thing had like problems before.
Yeah, yeah.
It had a few instances of it being a problem.
It was getting slow and kind of not working.
Even from the beginning of the 24-hour live stream, it was still running quite slow.
Yeah,
And we had to keep rebooting the stream, which we had never had to do before.
No, yeah,
and that thing was a problem.
Yeah, it was on its last leg.
Hopefully, this HD 60.
We have the HD 60. It's lighter. It's apparently doesn't heat up as much. It has a smaller core to it. So it should be all right. So, yeah.
So you'll be seeing some new videos.
New video stuff.
We'll do some tests over the next couple of weeks. I wouldn't anticipate video for probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
We're going to need to screw around with it a little bit.
Okay, absolutely.
And, who knows? We'll have some new video coming your way, and I want to play some more Persona, so we'll do that.
Rock on. Yep. Cool. Also, I want to do that Life is Strange. Definitely want to do that.
Sure. Yeah, I want to play through that.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. We'll see you guys later. That's it for this episode.